And welcome to Leftover Lunch. This is episode 16. My name is Brody. To my left, I have Kyle. To my right, I have Clark. And homesick is Tyler. So, Tyler, hope you get feeling better.
Get well soon.
Yes.
Nobody on the far left or far right today.
Yeah. Nope. We're all...
That's all right.
Level here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Maybe somebody can take a lesson from that. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe not.
And it's Thursday.
Welcome to Thursday Table Talk, where we just talk about whatever. But I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
I think.
I have no idea.
You know, summer tends to be wedding season. And why are we talking about that? Nashville, if you do not know this, if you're thinking about moving here, or if you recently moved here, or if you've spent just a little bit of time here, you may not realize, but Nashville is bachelorette capital of America, apparently. Why? I do not know. It just is.
How did you find that fact?
Just go downtown.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Walk downtown anytime between like April and August.
Yeah, just go down Broadway, and it's really weird because it just happened overnight.
You know?
Like I don't remember that being like a gradual thing. And I've spent a whole bunch of time on Broadway over the years, and it was just all of a sudden one day there's just bachelorette parties everywhere, and now they're always there.
Now I bet if we did want to do a little research, there's probably some kind of like blog or some kind of Pinterest something or another that said, hey, you need to go to Nashville, and that's probably the origination of it, but we're not going to do that kind of research. We just know that it is. So
I don't care either.
No, that's another reason why we're not going to do that research. I think there's a whole lot of I don't care in that. So since Nashville is apparently the bachelorette capital or whatever place to go, we're going to be talking about summer wedding season. Since it is summer wedding season, we're gonna give you our perspective. We're gonna give you our experience. We are all married men to very lucky wives. I would say that mine's lucky as yours.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think she's told me she's lucky. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like she's just like, you know, lucky penny kind of thing, or she's lucky to have me?
the latter, rather.
Okay. Than, okay. Yeah.
Well, no more intended jokes or puns for me because that one failed. But yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So
I'm sorry that I can't stop looking at that. There's a what looks to be maybe a piece of a pepperoni
on
the floor right now.
Yeah,
and now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it was there yesterday also.
It was. Yeah. I just didn't make comment on it since it's under my feet the whole time.
I've seen Tyler eating pepperoni in here.
So we can blame him since he's not here.
It was probably last week.
Yeah, we'll go Tyler.
All right, Tyler. Yeah.
Good job, man.
I got a dollar in my pocket for anybody that wants to eat it.
Nope.
Just check it.
It'll take a little more than a dollar. But Tyler is sick, right? So I hope he didn't. I hope the rest of that wasn't on the floor already, and he ate it, and that's why he's sick.
Like, that looks good. I'll eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he didn't make it all, and so there's still some on the floor. But yeah.
I feel like all right, so he's been gone the past 2 days, and we've knocked him the past 2 days.
Back up. If you go back and you listen to yesterday's episode, I defended Tyler.
After we knocked him, though.
After you knocked him. But I defended him.
Define we.
Yeah, so
I'm pretty sure
it was Tyler, if you're listening, and I know you probably will be, I defended you, brother.
Yesterday,
don't forget it.
But you definitely called him out for eating.
I just said it was a maybe. You know, I don't know.
It was a curiosity.
I don't know for sure that he ate a pepperoni off the floor, but I was just kind of putting two and two together. Part of a pepperoni on the floor. Tyler's sick. We're not sure how long that's been there. It's a possibility. It's hot. And he said he saw Tyler eating pepperoni in here. So
yeah.
Oh.
See, I'm just putting the facts together.
All signs point to yes.
Okay. But Tyler, I still got your back, brother. Leftover Lunch, you came up with it.
Underscore.
I know you'll let us know next time.
Yep. He always does.
Yep.
So, weddings.
Wait. There's three guys talking about weddings right now.
It's for our mixed listeners.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't said a word about weddings yet. So right now, there's two guys talking about it.
So weddings, sorry. Brody. What were you going to say?
They start with engagements, right?
They do start with engagements.
Why don't you tell us about your elaborate engagement story that I just heard like 5 minutes ago?
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So the elaborate part of it is just the story. It didn't elaborately happen, unfortunately.
It was an elaborate plan.
Yes, that's it. That's what I was
I really want to give the Cliff Note versions to begin with, but I will...
I'll shorten it a little bit.
No, please don't.
To conserve time.
No.
Okay. All right.
So, I want you to tell it exactly how you told it when we were eating lunch.
Oh, gosh.
Because the picture that you painted was...
It was a really good word picture. Yeah.
All right. So, my wife and I have a couple that we've been best friends with for a while. We've gone through life seasons together. And the female in that best friend scenario, her dad is an ex-fighter pilot, Top Gun, Maverick type thing. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching flying lessons at a university that was near us where we were. So my elaborate plan was to take her up there and let him fly us over the Blue Ridge Mountains and propose. Because my wife, when she was wrapping up her senior year of high school, part of her project that she had to do before she graduated was getting her student pilot's license. That's what she wanted to do. So she loves to fly. I love to fly. We both love the mountains. What better way to ask her to spend the rest of her life with me than with those two together?
And I'll just say, that's like a top 1% of wedding engagement right there. Like, that's a great plan.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
So
that's
affirmation awesome. At this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All odds are in my favor.
Amazing plan.
Top 1%, I'd say.
So we're working on the drive up there. We get our best friends to come along because obviously they're involved. Relation, family-wise, that sort of thing. We're going along, beautiful day in the summertime, and beautiful ride. We get up there, summer thunderstorms start popping up. Mm. One pops up, I look at our best friend's dad, and he looks a little concerned, but we wait it out. Skies start to clear up a little bit. He says, well, let's check out the radar before we go up. Well, there's another one behind it. So he said, it's just not safe for us to fly out. Even though we have a clear path now, we won't have a clear path getting back. So we decided to scrap the plan. And I'm just thinking, well, we'll just try next time, that sort of thing. We're heading home. We drop our best friends off, and I'm dropping my wife off at her apartment. We're carrying in all the trash that we've collected over this road trip. And I said, forget it. The ring has burnt a hole in my pocket, and I'm going to do it now. And so I drop all my trash that's in my hands, get down on my knee and say, Morgan. She keeps walking because she's trying to take the trash out of the car. And I yell at her the next time. Great way to start that off.
Yeah.
And she turns around, sees me on a knee, drops all of her trash, and, you know, the rest is history. We get married, that sort of thing.
So just propose right in the middle of a trash pile.
Right in the middle of a light trash pile. Okay. It was just bottles, corn chip bags, whatever you want to call
them. So listeners, maybe you're feeling the same way that Brody and I were feeling when we heard the story just a little while ago, because, you know, it's like, she's carrying in all this trash and I'm carrying all this trash and I just drop my trash and I get down on one knee and I yell at her and she turns around and she drops all her trash and there's just trash everywhere. Like, that's how I was feeling.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you proposed to your wife while taking out garbage.
And he's like, well, it was like a Coke bottle and a pack of M&M's.
It's still, I mean, which I would say, have a handful.
So the plan was at the top 1%. The execution, the bottom 1%.
Hey, that's how life goes, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great plan, though.
Kyle, yours was pretty intense. I mean, it took some planning as well.
Yeah, mine took a lot of planning. I planned it out over the course of a few months. I called up, once I had purchased a ring and decided I was going to do this, I called up my dad, told him what I wanted to do, and I say, Dad, a couple months out from my birthday, I want you to call Gracie. And I want you to tell her, I want you to tell her that you want to throw me a surprise birthday party. And so that's what we did. He called her up, said, hey, let's throw Kyle a surprise birthday party. I want you to help me get all the people there and kind of plan it out. And so Gracie planned her entire engagement party, thinking that she was just planning a birthday party for me. So, and I played it up too. I mean, we walk in, everybody else surprised, and I'm just like so surprised, you know. And, you know, I went along with it for I mean, I bet we hung out up there for an hour or so, hour and a half before, and I just played, you know, just went along with this whole surprise birthday thing, and then, yeah, just kind of got everyone's attention, and yeah, it was cool. We had quite a few people there, all of my friends and family, all of her friends and family, and I was able to pull it off, really telling a very minimal amount of people, so yeah, it was, it worked out well, and yeah, it was good.
I didn't think about it until just now, but my takeaway from that, in a humorous tone, is that you got your wife to plan her engagement party.
Yeah.
And I she mean, had no clue.
No.
Yeah, it was cool. It was
Sly
cool.
Fox you are.
She invited the majority of the people.
Yeah, got her to do all the work, and I'm just like,
yeah, yeah. It was cool, man. We had it at this venue in Gallatin that I used to play music at sometimes. They had like a little upstairs area that you could just kind of rent out if you wanted to, and my dad likes to fire up the grill and cook a lot of food, so he smoked up a bunch of Boston butts and we had some barbecue, and he wheeled it all in there and had some, and so everybody ate and we're just hanging out having a good time, and then yeah, man, I just went for it, and so it was cool.
How did you initiate that, though? Because obviously the attention is on you, so did you just say, hey, I have an announcement, toast, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I got a very loud friend of mine to kind of get everyone's attention and get everyone quiet, and then I kind of just got in the kind of at the top of the room and was just, like, really thanking everyone for coming, and just like, just such a surprise, you know. Yeah. Thanking everyone for coming, and then I was just like, I asked Gracie to come up there with me. I was like, hey, come here, and I was just like, I can't believe that you pulled this off, and I was like, but I got something I want to tell you. I actually knew about this, like, I knew about it. You know, she was just like, and she had a weird look on her face, and I was like, the reason that I knew about it is because I actually planned the whole thing, and she's just looking really confused, and it's like, and the reason that I planned the whole thing is because I wanted to get all these people together at one place at one time, and the reason I wanted to do that is because, and then I dropped my knee, so yeah, it was cool. So but yeah, it was cool. It was a lot of fun. And then so, and my anniversary is next week.
Hey, watch out. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. So I don't know, it's on a Wednesday. I don't know what we got a few things planned, I think. So yeah, I'm excited. Check this out. We're in Nashville, right?
Yep.
The Nashville Symphony is doing a Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I heard about that.
At
yeah.
Ascend. Mm-hmm. They're playing Zeppelin stuff.
At Ascend instead of the Skimmerhorn or
and
whatever it is?
This weekend. And I think that we're going to try to go to that. That's going to be a part of our anniversary thing that we do. And I think we're going to get out to a Sounds game on Tuesday.
There you go.
So,
that'd be nice.
Take the little girl with us. And
I still haven't been to the new stadium.
Yeah,
it's Tennessee.
We're going to do just, I think, a series of events for the anniversary since it's in the middle of a week. So, yeah, I'm excited. And I really hope we get to the Zeppelin thing, though. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. I like how the symphony does that every so often, that they'll just do, they'll basically be a cover band, this full symphonic cover band of really good stuff. So that's neat.
Yeah,
I'm glad
absolutely.
They do that.
I actually saw that at Skirmerhorn, Styx. It was actually the band Styx with the symphony playing behind them.
Really?
And
I bet that was wild.
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool. My father-in-law got us all a bunch of tickets, and we went up there, and man, it was good stuff.
Yep.
I like became a Styx fan that night.
Because of that.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, I know a ton of those songs growing up, but it's like I never was just like, yeah, Styx. But
yeah.
After that, I was like, man, those dudes are good musicians, really, really good musicians. Mm-hmm. So what do you got? What'd you do?
Well, I'd say mine's about halfway in between. It's like, it wasn't taking out garbage. It also wasn't like a multi-month planning event. But rather, it was the Opryland Hotel. I proposed to my wife. It was a few days before Christmas. So it was Christmas time. It was that time of year. We were both at home. We were both from Lebanon. We were both back home from college. It was our last semester while there, and so we dated for quite a while. Just a little backstory: my wife and I, we began dating our senior year of high school, and so we made it through college together. At that point, it wasn't necessarily a matter of if, but when we were going to be, you know, engaged/married, and so. There wasn't a whole lot of surprise in that, but she loves going to look at the Christmas lights at the Opryland Hotel, which We're going to be doing a things to do in Nashville coming up here in the next few weeks. Since it's summertime, there's lots of things to do. If you've never been to the Opryland Hotel to see the Christmas lights, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. Yeah,
it's impressive. It's very
good,
impressive.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. I'd heard one time how many acreage there is underneath the planetarium, or not planetarium, what am I trying to say? Like the solarium type. That
atrium.
Word.
There
atrium. Yes. Something.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Atrium. Yeah.
It's a word.
Indoor gardens. I guess that's a nice way to put it. Yeah, there's a lot of acreage that they have out there that's indoors with like a river running through it and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a neat setting. We were there and I just decided, well, now's a good time. And so I brought the ring and I said, hey, you wanna get hitched?
Hey, what's up?
I truly see you saying those exact words. Hey, you wanna get hitched?
No, it was a bit more romantic than that. Not that I'm a highly romantic person, but I knew that the situation called for a bit more. Although,
good call. Yeah, good job. Yeah. Proud of you.
Yep. So that was good.
So yeah, that's definitely middle of the road compared to elaborate plan, failed delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate plan, great delivery. Not so elaborate plan.
Simple.
But obviously you still know.
Simple,
delivery.
Flawless execution.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. It worked.
It worked. True. That's so true.
Yeah. So that was engagements. What about weddings? Since this is wedding season, how was y'all's wedding? Big, small?
Mine was, I don't know what you classify as big or small, but if I had to say, I think we had approximately 300 people, so I would say big.
That would be big in my book.
Yeah. Yeah. And shout out to my father-in-law, Ed. He did almost all of the work.
Good job, Ed.
Yep, Ed is the man. Believe that. We had it out on my wife's family's land. We had the actual ceremony outdoors, and then her grandfather has an old barn out there that we kind of went in and completely fixed up and did all this different stuff. I say we, I mean Ed. And, Ed built a dance floor, a stage, a bar, and went out and found all this old vintage cool looking stuff to put up in there. And so, yeah, we had a big wedding and we had a band out there that played and we had, yeah. And it was awesome. You know, it was awesome. We had a big old time. We shot some fireworks off and yeah man. So, cause it was like the week before the 4th of July. And, so yeah, man, it was a good time. And then we hopped on a plane and went to New York and stayed up there for a week and we're up there for the 4th of July and all that. So yeah. That's my wedding. I guess I would say it was a big one. Yeah.
Ours was not 300 people, but it was in a similar setting. My parents have 5 acres of land, just farmland. They don't farm on it, but it's in the middle of farms. So we set up a big tent for everybody to eat and everything else under. The ceremony part was just out in the middle of the field, backdrop of our neighbor's barn, like just awesome, awesome set up as far as what all the girls in my family did, because I have no decoration bone in my body, so they took care of that. But I think we had like 100 people or something like that, mainly family. That's who we wanted there, was family and then really close friends. So it was, like I said, around 100 people, but it was a great time. We had tons and tons of fun. We had games out for them to play, like yard games, that sort of thing, which I'm glad we had out, because our photographer, apparently we hit like the apex of sunlight setting. Mm-hmm. And so he was living it up when it was time to take pictures after our ceremony.
He got giddy over the light.
He was truly childish. Like, he was just jumping around.
Yeah.
Did not appear like that was the man he was going to be. But then he was just like, this is so perfect.
Yeah.
The whole time. And glad we had that out so that they could be entertained while we were away getting our picture taken.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. Headed to Savannah for our honeymoon.
Nice.
Absolutely recommend it. It was a wonderful time.
Nice,
but yeah.
Nice.
It was a good time.
I'm glad you, funny story about wedding photographers is, I completely forgot about this until just now, is that there was the photographer that we had, she had an assistant that was there like the whole day kind of helping set up. And the assistant was about the same age of all of us. We were right out of college at this point, myself and majority of the groomsmen. And I just remember that... like after everything was all said and done, we had the wedding was there at a church is where ours was at. It was probably about 300, I think, people, more or less, around that. And so it was a typical worship experience type wedding. But then afterwards, there's this place in Lebanon, the Mill, that it's a good-looking backdrop for a lot of stuff. And so our reception was there.
I've attended a couple weddings there.
Yeah, it's a neat little place.
Playing at those weddings with your skills?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Never mind. So back to you, Brody.
Okay. In the Mill, a side story to the side story. My grandfather worked there at the Mill when it truly was the Lebanon Woolen Mills.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got the retirement watch from there and everything. So reception was there. and I noticed that one of the groomsmen, he kind of left out a little bit earlier than everybody else did. I mean, we were still there kind of late. I was like, where's he at? I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to, he may not want this being told. I was like, where's his name? He's like, oh, well, him and the photographer assistant they went to Chili's. And I don't know what happened after that. Just know that.
Chili's.
Yeah. I thought, well, maybe this is, you know, one wedding spurring another one down the road. I don't know. But
there you go. There was a little. Love was in the air.
Yeah. But yeah, that's...
It is wedding season, that's for sure. It is. My wife is in the business of hair and makeup, and right now is just...
Hey, let's give her a shout-out.
It's one right after another. I mean, on Saturdays, yeah. I know I'm not going to see her right now on Saturdays, because it's just wedding after wedding after wedding after wedding. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's out there. I'd give her a plug right now, but...
It's not like
she literally does not even have
next year, guys.
She doesn't have any room.
Yeah, if you're planning your wedding for next year.
Go. But yeah, her name's Gracie. She's in Gallatin, Tennessee. You can do the rest of the work from there.
There's this thing called Google that you can put that in and figure it out.
So. Yeah. But hey, thanks for listening today. It's Thursday Table Talk, and we just we got to talk. This is literally what our lunch conversation was, and so we just we made leftover lunch out of it. We just carried it right over in here and pushed record, and it was good. Tyler, we hope you make it back to us next week, brother.
Get well soon.
That's right. Yes, sir. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at leftoverlunch
_.
There you go.
That's right. Check it out. We're on Facebook as well. You can like our page on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. Please do that. We're on YouTube as well. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you guys for listening. At leftoverlunch _. And hey, we got some new episodes up there these last few days that are really good. Go check them out. We'll catch you guys next time.